This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial toll-free. You can join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got an unusual call here from D. He's on the line in Skype land, and he's proposing something that I don't know if I can really recap effectively. It's a little...
I could probably recap it, but I would definitely be putting a bias.
Yeah, it's some kind of cryptocurrency-based...
A cryptocurrency that's sort of a... the word just escaped me.
Yeah, for whatever
sort
reason,
of like
I wanted to say restitution.
Yelp for people.
Right, where people can sort of help or ding
reputation,
somebody.
Reputation, that's the word
I was missing it
for.
Too. Yeah, so that's kind of what my understanding is.
So you do something good, and people give you 5 stars or a like, and you wind up getting currency. You do something bad, and people vote you down, and then you lose currency. And as I mentioned earlier, this sounds very much like the plot line for Season 3, Episode 1 of Black Mirror, where it's a reputation-based society, and everybody's just running around with their smartphones open. 5 star, 5 star, 5 star. And the, you know, sort of actual meat of the episode happens when the woman goes to the airport and she's just a couple minutes late for checking in, and she raises her voice and, excuse me, ma'am, you're yelling and blah, blah, blah. We're going to have to dock you, and now you're in, like, the negative bonus, so every time you get docked, it deducts double, and she winds up going to where, you know, like, her rating is 0 because all of these double bonus hits and whatnot.
And then what happens to her?
And then she winds up realizing that it's all BS. She gets picked up by a truck driver that's got like a 1.2 rating because this woman lives her life. Like, she's not one of the phonies that's just 5 star, 5 star. She's like, you know what? F it.
Yeah. And she made a good connection with somebody else who got screwed over, too. So.
Yes. And that's really what, sort of implanted in her that the entire thing was just like a fake. It was a fake reality.
All right, Dee. So go ahead. Continue with your vision here.
I'm thinking well beyond just social constructs. Like, let's take a look at the manufacturing life cycle. So I spoke to incentivizing lack of waste, and I agree with you. We already have incentives to not waste because then we're just wasting product for no reason. But if I got away with it, I can build a straw and put it in a 1-pound package, and then I just have to, the Africans have to deal with my waste when it's done. So long as I can pay the lobby groups or dupe people with my marketing campaign well enough to want to buy my stuff anyway. However, or we'd have a government saying, well, we're going to now make an e-waste tax or something. In my mind, if I make a product, for example, and I'm not talking about the figurative things, I like you, I dislike you, so you're going to make more money or less. If I make a product, you can then measure my product. Part of the cost of making that product is my disposal. If my disposal of that product damages the environment, then that product will be more expensive to make. If it does not damage the environment, then it'll be cheaper to make. So now we want to make cheaper products, and also that we're incentivized to be good to our environment. And yes, it's tough to then say, I like you, so I'm going to give you 5 stars, because you can't vet that easily. But I'm talking about things that can be quantified, qualified, and measured. And with that, in that way, we can then finalize a currency.
Yeah, but who decides? I mean, you're saying that somebody, some, you know, can program or individual or whatever would determine whether or not somebody has been wasteful in their product packaging by using certain things that are supposedly not good for the environment or whatever. But what if people disagree? I mean, is it going to
there's
be some sort of central bureaucracy?
There's a beer that puts the bottle inside a taxidermied squirrel. Some person would wind up being like, you know, that's very ineffective packaging. Yeah, it's very ineffective,
but it's ridiculous.
Great for marketing because, yeah. You know, like they try to have the highest alcohol content beer. And
what's it called?
I forget.
Squirrel nuts?
No. I know it's not that.
Yeah.
I'll pull it up, but you know, like that's their thing to where they're
squirrel,
like,
squirrel.
You know, we've got to have something other than just, you know, like really high alcohol content beer. Let's put it inside a taxidermied squirrel.
And also, I mean, aren't you talking about that's because so right? So like, if a bunch of people who are so concerned with waste. Were to look at that product, they might say, this is bad, let's downvote this thing. Even though they might not have even been the target market for that particular product, you're essentially talking about getting rid of all kinds of niche products here, right?
Well, no, I think that, again, it will then be defined by a custom algorithm or something of that sort. That way the emotional bias can be mitigated, right? So, it reminds me of iRobot, where there's the tenets, I forget, the three laws of robots. Some guy decided, I'm going to make three rules that will then protect mankind against the totalitarian robotic possibility. I do not know how this can be described. I know there's successful things like the World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, which theoretically is great, but sometimes it's not, depends on how political you want to get. But describe some way that is then somehow ironclad or started in some area that is sandboxed. Say, okay, here's a beta test for a particular vertical in a certain way that we can prove this concept, because it would be a holistic change to everything we know.
Yeah, but okay, so you're facing a whole bunch of problems here. And again, you know, we're just kind of glossing over your concept here for the purpose of having a conversation. But you're facing a whole bunch of problems. The number one problem is adoption. I mean, you're not going to be able to get everyone to adopt this idea. So, you know, you should probably stop planning for that as even a possibility, because that's an impossibility. You're never going to convince everybody to adopt this unless you want to use the force of the state to do it, in which case then, you know, I'll obviously oppose something like that, and so would a lot of people. But
free market principles that will entice people to want to make that switch for some reason.
Well, I don't see why. From what I've heard so far, it sounds like you're giving people who are not the target market for products the ability to have influence over how those products are marketed, or whether they're marketed at all, or what products that, things that they're made from. And that's really none of those people's business. If somebody doesn't like a product in the, you know, supposedly free market, they can boycott the product or, you know, just simply not buy the product. But ultimately, they shouldn't have any say as to whether or not that product can be marketed at all or how that product is made. And it sounds like your system is going, you know, if someone's participating in it, and again, why they would want to, I'm still not sure. But, you know, it sounds like they would be restricted by these people.
And again, I'm just reaching for the sky because this is a fresh idea. Unless you make this that the manufacturers in a certain sector can have an agreement upon one another, but then you're looking at another form of social elite, societal elite, contending with this. I don't know the details, man. But I think from a societal construct, if you can incentivize somehow people's altruistic goals for turn their selfish means to be in order
but people can't be altruistic. I mean, this is one of the few things I think I agree with, like, Ayn Rand on. I don't really much care for some of the stuff she says. But, you know, I think that everybody's always selfish because they're always doing things that feel good. So even if they're giving to others, it feels good to give to others. It's nice to help someone who's in need. And so, you know, we want to be good to others because we know that it can come back to us as, you know, goodness. So you treat others as how you want to be treated. That's not necessarily altruistic. It's as it is selfish. And so you're essentially talking about trying to change human nature. And I don't know how likely that is going to be to work out at all.
You leverage the selfish nature of our humanity. And you, as you leverage that, you're enforcing a positive swing to it. If the only way I could become a millionaire in this world is by not subjugating another and by giving some positive influence in our planet, then for my selfish means, I have to behave altruistically, even if I'm a maniacal fiend.
I mean, look, generally the way you get wealthy is by giving people what they want. So, I mean, that's... Is that altruism or is it selfishness? Because if you give them what they want, they're going to give you what you want, which is, you know, the profit that it takes to keep your business going.
And I want beer inside a taxidermy squirrel. It's called The End of History, and it's sold out.
Gee, I wish you the best with your idea. It sounds like you've got a lot of development to be worked on, and then you've got the process of once you've developed the idea to try to convince people, and that's going to be the hardest part about it. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE. 503733. As of right now, count me out. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take a control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. And have you ever noticed how you feel sluggish and tired after a big meal? Well, that's because your body's enzymes are prioritizing the digestion of food. That's why many people take digestive enzyme supplements. Quality enzyme supplement that contains a full array of enzymes will help digest all three of those macronutrients, proteins, fats, and carbs. This means more energy for you and improved weight management over time. Some nutritional experts even feel a digestive enzyme supplement is more important than a vitamin mineral supplement. But with Whole Food Multicomplete, you don't have to decide between the two. Whole Food Multicomplete includes both vitamins and minerals, as well as the digestive enzymes in a single product. And not only that, they include five other classes of nutrients, a total of 54 nutrients. And for 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has combined digestive enzymes, vitamins and minerals, probiotics, antioxidants, herbal immune support, and more into a single product. They're the only one that does a 7-in-1 product, so they're making thousands of people healthier while saving them thousands of dollars. 30% off is your discount if you use coupon code FTL for your first order. And that basically brings the cost down to, you know, what their cost is when you do that. You go to simplifymysupplements.com and you try it out with the coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for that 30% off. They do take Bitcoin, by the way. And you can get the Bitcoin discount by emailing them. And there's a contact form there on the site that can help you with that. So, again, simplifymysupplements.com, code FTL. Let's go to...
And don't forget the free shipping on orders over $60.
That's right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We go to Peter. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Peter.
Hey, guys. First off, I really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I've been listening for probably a couple of years, and I'm probably the one listener that disagrees with probably 95% of what you say, but I really like your show. I enjoy it.
All right.
So I was on my walk today, and I heard you guys talking about illegal labor, and I worked in the construction industry for about 30 years. And the fact that you guys were saying that they work so much harder than Americans was almost offensive, because, you know, I worked with illegals for 30 years. I've been able to keep up with them. My kids, my son's first job, you know, out here in the California desert, it can be like 115 degrees. You know, he's been out there working construction. My daughter worked three jobs while she went to college. So the fact that you guys were saying that, you know, Americans can't keep up with the legal labor was, you know, was a little offensive, because, you know, we don't have
There are some Americans who can keep up. I mean, you know, there's individuals out there all different. I mean, it would be silly to say that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it would be silly to say that every person who, you know, comes here without filling out paperwork is going to be better at an American than some given task. But overall, when we've talked to people who've been in the construction trade and in other trades where people have to work real hard outdoors and, you know, physical labor and all that, there's always been raving reviews generally for Hispanics, whether they be legal or illegal. Just they seem to be more willing to take jobs that a lot of Americans don't want to take,
either documented or undocumented, because if you call somebody illegal, then you're basically saying that they as a person are somehow inherently against the law.
Right. Thank you for that, Daryl. You're right. That's also my preference.
And also, I don't think that conversation happened tonight, so I don't know if you were listening to something that happened yesterday.
And it wasn't said in the way he's...
Podcast. It was probably 4 or 5 days old. I can't remember. I was out on my walk today. But,
it wasn't said exactly in the way that Peter's representing it. It was said, as I recall, it just sort of acknowledging
I don't recall being on a show where that was discussed.
It was said, as I recall, in a way that suggested that people who are, you know, Hispanic immigrants are more likely to take a lot of jobs that Americans don't want, and that they do tend to be hardworking folks. And that's just what we've heard over the years.
I actually supervised a crew when I think I was 18 years old. I worked for a landscaper, And I was actually hired, whoever the host was that night, I can't recall who it was, but they had worked for a roofing company and they had been hired kind of in the same capacity I was. I was able to speak English, so I was kind of put on the crew to supervise the crew. And I'll be honest with you, the undocumented workers, as you guys put it, they didn't work any less harder than I did. And, so I was just kind of.
Is it possible that you are an unusual specimen, that you are harder working than the average?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was raised by a really hardworking dad. He worked two jobs to raise us. I had no problem going to work at 15 years old. I worked out in 115 degrees all day. And so, that was a little bit.
I would say you're.
A little bit offensive to me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're certainly free to be offended. I mean, it's just, you know, from what we understand of having hosted this show for a long time and having talked to a lot of people in the trade that you're in, that is the general, you know, statement.
And also reading news stories, because it was several years ago when Georgia passed some kind of law that was intended to crack down on undocumented immigrants. So a lot of the people that some were in the country legally. They just didn't want to be hassled by the cops. They wound up leaving. The farmers in Georgia had trouble finding people to work in the fields. So they contacted the local prisons and said, hey, Mr. Prison Guy, got a proposition for you. You've got a bunch of people put to work. So instead of having them walk on the side of the highway picking up litter, can you have them come out to my farm? And they said, sure. They worked one day, and then a very large number, I forget the percentage.
Most of them walked off the job the first day, and the rest of them didn't come back the next day, is what happened.
Wow. They said, put me in solitary, I'm not going back.
Yeah, that's probably a work ethic issue. I would say you can't generalize the American public as, you know, non-working, kind of lazy.
Well,
because
the fact that the farmers couldn't find
anyone.
Employees, and the only labor they could get was what equates to slave labor, and they said, I'd rather be in solitary than outside working.
Yeah, it's not to say that the people...
Yeah.
Huh?
That's just plain lazy. That's just, just a work ethic.
But just because somebody doesn't want to show up to a, you know, back-breaking job doesn't mean that person's lazy. It just means that they would prefer not to do that kind of a task at the rate that they're paying. If all of a sudden they started paying, you know, $100,000 a day, you'd find people out there happily throwing watermelons with a big smile on their face.
Not necessarily.
Right.
Chris Reitman, one of the Thursday night hosts, he pulled up a statistic where some millennials were surveyed about would they work, I think it was work on a farm. Or construction for fill-in-the-blank rate, and like 70% said that they would not do that job for $100,000.
Yeah, I said $100,000 a day.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I said per day.
I've worked for a whole lot less.
Hey, Peter, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
There
wasn't any kind of
an
indictment against you. It was just simply a statement of observation of what people say. And, you know, maybe you're a lot harder working than the average American. Apparently, it wouldn't be that hard to do that. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here, our toll-free number. Again, 855-450-FREE. Callan Diggs is joining us here in the studio tonight. Ian and Daryl. Daryl filling in for Mark because he's gone on a pig rescue mission.
What's going on with that? All I know is Mark had sent a message earlier of, I'm not going to be able to be in. I'll compensate Daryl if he's able to cover for me.
Well, he had said in that same message why he couldn't come in, and that's because his pigs got kidnapped by the SPCA and the government, apparently. For those that are longer-term listeners or podcast listeners.
The message that I'm pulling up the message that he sent now in our Telegram group. He says, it's unlikely I'll be in tonight.
Oh, you're right.
I'm going with New York, or going with Jay to New York to get my pigs.
Oh, I apologize. Maybe he called me or something. I don't know. I don't know how I learned that.
And it was like, what? So, actually, I didn't even see that. I just saw the, it's unlikely I'll be in, and then his next message of, I'll pay Daryl.
So, he does say that he's going to get the pigs. You didn't know that his pigs were taken, is the thing.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, recently, I guess several days ago now, perhaps, or maybe just a few days ago, earlier this week, Mark's pigs. For longtime listeners, podcast listeners, you probably already know Mark has had this hobby of raising pigs for the last few years, maybe 3 or 4 years.
Naming them after senators and presidents.
And so, you know, he then slaughters them, so raises them, then slaughters them, and then, you know, I guess he sometimes would raise them for other people and slaughter them for other people. So, like, if you wanted to have your own pig and all the meat that would come with that, you could, like, give him some money, and then he would do that for you, as I understood it.
And yeah, so you would basically just pay him to feed and raise the pig.
Correct. And then so I guess slaughter it as well. Or he's got a guy who helps him with that, or he's done different levels of it over time. So he's sort of like explored this whole pig raising hobby. It's not really something that he could turn into a business because it's, you know, he's not doing it at a level at which it would be profitable or in any way competitive to, you know, have prices that could compete with the rest of the market. So it was more just kind of a for fun thing. And then, so I guess he recently had some pigs at some lady's house who was taking care of them for him because he's kind of getting out. He's wanting to get out of the whole pig scene, I guess. He's kind of burned out on it.
Okay.
He's having his midlife crisis, and so he tried pigs, and then he tried a boat, and he's not really, you know, he's kind of tired of the boat. Now he's kind of tired of the pigs, and, you know, I don't know if he's going to get a fancy car next or what his, you know, what his next thing's going to be. But ultimately, he's not out of the woods yet when it comes to these pigs because apparently the woman that he had taking care of them has now been accused of animal abuse. So the SPCA came in, confiscated the pigs from her. Mark caught wind of what had happened, and so apparently he had to contact the SPCA and, you know, show them evidence that he was the rightful owner of the pigs, and they're not going to deliver the pigs to him, so he had to drive down to New York. And he hired Jay Noon, who's normally our Wednesday night co-host, who's, you know, a farmhand type, you know, good roughneck.
Yep.
He got Jay, and they both went down there, and I haven't heard from him, so presumably they're, you know, they're doing all right. But
the SPA said, you know what, Mark, you want to get out the business? We're going to do you a favor. We're going to take your pigs away from you.
Yeah, well, apparently he didn't want them in their hands. So, you know, I guess he's going to get them back. I don't know what he's going to do with them next. Maybe he's, you know, he's going to be deep in pig S for the next year. I don't know, but that's where he is tonight. So let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tom's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind, Tom?
Howard, I had a debate with a university professor a couple of years ago about freedom. And I'm segueing off of your pig story, by the way, for this example. He thought that, indeed, we were free. I say absolutely not. And I, rather than draw out a long list of things, I base my argument on one premise that it would be impossible for anyone, for the most part in this country, to stay in their home for 2 months and not be molested. I don't mean in a sexual way, but not be molested by the state. That is, not answer your phone, not pay your bills, just be left alone for 2 months. I still believe that to be true. We can play around with the amount of time, but for the most part, they're going to come for you to bother you for something and probably charge you with some type of crime at some point in time or remove you from your home.
Well, I mean, you can get away with living in your home without the state coming after you generally, but eventually they're going to send a property tax bill. So, I mean, at some point there's going to be some sort of nasty gram coming from some state agency, even though it might be more like once a year than once every 2 months.
There you go. There you go. But I would argue that probably they would come prior to a tax issue. Now, if you're in the woods, there would be maybe some exceptions.
Well, right. Really, you don't really, no one really owns their property because, you know, you're going to know who's boss once you start paying those property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
So really, we just have partial ownership of property, or better yet, it's just contingent on our ability to pay the taxes to the state.
We're absolutely renting property. We don't own it. It's a big scam. And by the way, I think it's absolutely illegal and unconstitutional because if indeed we're guaranteed the pursuit of happiness, then certainly we need a place to lay our heads and to do our personal business. And a home is absolutely essential to that. Now, you should not be forced out of a home or denied a home simply because you cannot continue to pay rent. If you own property...
If you own the place. I mean, if you're if you're renting a place from an owner, then yeah, they should be able to keep
you out. Well, I'm referring to the tax as even if you're quote-unquote own property, you really don't own it. You're really renting. Of course, if you're renting from someone else, that's a whole different set of circumstances.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, there are certain ways to argue the property tax issue, and they seem pretty sound. That would probably be good for another show. But I wanted to touch briefly on the bail issue. We recently here in Maryland, this year in fact, had our legislature talk about an attempt to remove bail. And, of course, you can imagine the arguments that took place. And
when you say remove it, do you mean that no one would receive bail and would have to stay in jail until court, or remove it in that people would just be cut loose on personal recognizance?
People would be released on recog, yeah. And now, listen, I have opinions that side with each of two sides of the aisle relative to the liberals and conservatives who were arguing this. Again, I can't stand a two-party system. The Constitution doesn't call for it. I think it's simply a way to set people against one another. If we simply adhere to one set of rules, you see now, you know, there's nothing getting done, and it's only going to get worse. But that's another issue. Relative to bail, listen, it's a real problem, and I understand that there are some people, for numerous reasons, sometimes for their own safety, should be at least monitored. But here's where it really gets ugly. You know, there are people, if they have money and they can afford bail, say they're in New York, it could mean the difference between ending up in hellish Rikers Island for months or years prior to trial or going home and preparing for your trial.
Sure.
And that trial preparation is the real insidious a thing that doesn't get talked about enough, because when you are held prior to your trial, for one thing, I've got a lot of issues with that in and of itself due to the lie about being innocent until proven guilty. But here's the big thing. You cannot prepare for your trial.
And not effectively. I mean, certainly you can hire a lawyer. Yeah, I mean, you can certainly hire a lawyer, and that can help, but not everyone should feel like they have to hire a lawyer.
You can't collect your personal evidence at your house and put together anywhere near effectively as you
can. Yeah, that's definitely true. Tom, thanks for the call tonight, but at the same time, do you want to let a bunch of potentially dangerous people back out into the streets? It's a tough call. More coming up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. If you want to get your shopping done over at Amazon, Amazon Canada, UK, US, you go and you can help Free Talk Live, so you can get the same great deals you're used to. And also help Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. And then whatever you buy, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price, which helps us out a lot. So please just take that extra moment if you're going to go shopping at Amazon and go to shop.freetalklive.com to start your experience. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Callan.
And Daryl.
Callan is with us, coming in sort of halfway through, but it's better to have you than not, from the host of Reaching the Finish Line, which you can go and check out at reachingthefinishline.com.
Yes.
All right, so more on the way here with your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Libertarian Banker. He's somewhere in the United States listening on LRN.fm. Hello, Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight? You guys had earlier talked about how, you don't own your own property and, you pay your taxes every so often. It just kind of spurred my memory, and I wanted to talk about how banks and governments make money together in ways that people kind of don't realize.
All right.
So, one thing is the escrow accounts that they use to escrow money for your quarterly tax payments and your insurance. And banks make a lot of money off of those accounts by charging fees. And they get to hold on to the money for, 6 months or a year at really low to no interest rates, obviously, and loan that money out. So that's one way that they can kind of make money.
Fractional reserve lending.
So, yeah, well, we know about fractional reserve, but is that what you're talking about? What are these escrow accounts?
Yeah.
I'm not really familiar with that.
So when you have a mortgage, you have to pay the mortgage company wants to make sure you're paying your taxes and insurance on time. So what they do is they collect additional on top of your principal and interest payment. They collect an additional payment every month, and they put that in an account for you. You know, and that account can build up over time, and you know, and then every 6 months they pay the taxes with that money. So what they're doing is basically making sure that you're paying your taxes and insurance on time. And what I'm saying is that they have these accounts at the bank, and they charge fees for managing these escrow accounts. They're like checking accounts. They're like savings accounts or whatever. And they don't charge much interest on them, or they don't pay much interest on them. So they're actually getting to use that money for free.
Yeah, I've had a couple mortgages in my life, and I don't recall having the terms, because I had to pay the taxes on my own during those times, so apparently not every mortgage includes that.
Well, it depends on if you have like a regular 30-year like Fannie Mae or FHA type of mortgage, you're going to have to escrow for that stuff. But if it's a different type of bank mortgage, there are different types of ones. Some of them don't, but most of them do. But anyway, that's
okay.
One of
and
the
so
ways
you're saying they actually advertise that the person will earn money on the money that they're paying?
No. Ian, you're not understanding. So they require you to put an additional, let's say, $500 a month into this account. And so that account, that checking account builds up over time. And every 6 months they pay your taxes. And every year they pay your homeowner's insurance out of that account.
No, I understand that. But I thought that what you said earlier was that the bank, some of them actually pay a small interest rate on those accounts.
No, they don't pay anything is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't think.
He's saying they get to use that money.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that, which is why I was surprised when you said that some banks pay interest, because I wouldn't have thought that they would have paid any interest on that. So we're in agreement.
And maybe some do. I don't know. You know, the market moves up and down, so they may or may not.
I've never heard of that. I mean, I've definitely heard of the banks taking extra for property taxes, but I've never heard of them paying interest on the money that they confiscate. I would think that they're doing what you had originally said, which is
every year you get a statement called an escrow statement that has the balance, all the transactions that went through there. Look at there next time and see if they pay you anything.
Well, I don't. Are you talking to our listeners? Because
anyway,
I don't have any mortgages.
So I want to move on. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was what they call an RFP, a request for proposal. Okay. So cities and municipalities, states, counties, they all have, you know, checking accounts, and they have needs, you know, for bank services.
Yep.
So banks compete, you know, they'll come to the government and they'll put in a proposal how much they're going to charge for this and that. And a lot of that includes what are called lockbox services. So people don't know what, but what this means is anytime you submit your tax payment to the city, whether you're paying your car tax or tax on your real estate, you submit it to a PO, you mail it to a PO box. Well, a bank, that's a bank-owned PO box. The bank goes to that PO box, picks up the deposits at that PO box, takes it back, processes all the checks, submits the report back to the municipality, the county, or whatever, and gets paid for that service. So that's another way that banks and governments can collude to make money together.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know about that one.
You know, and also people that would use that service would be like people that own big apartment complexes, or you know, somebody that's the cable company, the power company. They don't own a PO box, and they're not going down there checking it. They have a bank that's doing that service for them.
Wow,
so I don't think
they don't do that here.
Utility bills that you get, it doesn't go to a PO box. It's got actual physical address.
He's just saying this is one way a bank can make some money. It doesn't mean that all power services are doing this.
The way I heard it was every utility company winds up doing it this way.
No.
So sorry. It's a competitive market. The banks are competing for business, and obviously they might bring that in house. It might be cheaper to do it that way.
Might be some other payment processor out there that's offering to do it for less than the bank or whatever.
So,
And here in New Hampshire, at least in Keene, it's the government that you send the property tax bills to, so they're handling all that in-house.
Right, you send it to 3 Washington Street, which is City Hall.
Right, but that doesn't mean that there aren't places out there with it. I mean, this guy's a banker.
Larger cities are not managing that, I promise you. But another thing in that request for proposal, the RFP that I was talking about, that the banks submit to the government is ACH origination. And what that is that gives the government the ability to, debit, do automatic debit. So if you wanted something debited automatically out of your checking account, or you wanted it, automatically paid every 6 months, like the real estate taxes we were talking about, the bank will offer them the ability to do that for a charge, maybe a per month or per item charge for that ACH service. And that's all through the Federal Reserve System. You guys have talked about that before, but that's another way that they can, kind of make money with the local government and everything. And the final way, I know we're short on time, is massive deposits. Okay, these governments, they have a ton of deposits, and they don't have just regular FDIC insurance on these deposits. When a bank takes on a municipality or some type of county or something, they have to purchase a bond to insure that money, because it could be millions and millions of dollars. And obviously, FDIC insurance is like
$500,000.
$250,000. It was $500,000 for a little while, but it might go back down, whatever. But either way,
it was $100,000, and then I thought it went up to $250,000. I didn't know that they'd bumped it up to $500,000.
Sure. So $250,000. You're right, Ian. You're right.
Yeah.
But they don't. They don't have that normal insurance. There's actually a bond that is purchased, and so it's again, that purchase of that bond is another way the banks and the investment companies make money off of these government funds.
So thanks for the rundown. Very informative, very interesting, Libertarian Banker. I appreciate the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
And just pulled up the FDIC. It is $250,000.
Yeah.
It was increased temporarily from October 3rd, 2008 through December of 2010. And in May 2009,
increased
that was extended
to what?
From $100,000 to the $250,000,
right.
Was supposed to be temporary during that bailout, the TARP thing. Then in 2009, that increase to $250,000 was extended through 2013, and then
made permanent
in July 2010. It was made permanent.
Yeah. I didn't think they'd gone up to $500,000 at this point, but regardless, very interesting information. Of course, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I know we got some show prep here tonight. Daryl, you had a story about Chelsea Manning.
Yes.
Maybe we'll get into that coming up
here. Yeah, she's getting out of jail in about a week.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that the plans haven't changed, that Trump hasn't somehow revoked the plans for Chelsea Manning to be released after several years behind bars for being a hero and releasing the truth about the U.S. military and some of what they did over in the Middle East. More coming up, Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.